This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration says the number of migrants intercepted along the southern U.S. border fell 22% in August and credited the drop to greater cooperation with Mexico. Still, as VOA's Laritza Hoke explains, administration officials believe more progress could be made.
The administration has blamed federal courts for blocking efforts to curb illegal immigration.
I'm frustrated. The unprecedented judicial activism that we've experienced every single time that this administration comes up with what we believe is a legal rule or policy that we really believe that will address this crisis, we end up getting enjoined. It's very, very frustrating, but we're just going to keep going.
Mark Morgan, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, told reporters Monday that the administration has made great progress in securing the border despite the obstacles. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two unknown projectiles Tuesday, hours after Pyongyang said it is willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States. The projectiles were fired from South Pyongyang province. This is VOA News. The New York Times and CNN reported Monday that the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency had a source with a high-level access to the Kremlin who played a key role in the assessment that President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign aimed at the 2016 U.S. election. Neither U.S. news organization identified the source by name, but several Russian outlets did so. At a Tuesday news briefing, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the person named in the Russian reports did work for the Russian president's office, but not in a high-ranking position and did not have direct contact with Putin. British lawmakers in the early hours of Tuesday morning dealt Prime Minister Boris Johnson yet another defeat after they rejected for the second time in a week his bid to try and break the Brexit deadlock with an early general election. Reuters' Chris Dignam explains.
Johnson needed a majority of two-thirds for the motion to pass, but fell far short of the threshold.
The ayes to the right, 293. The nose to the left, 46.
Johnson had wanted to hold a snap election in mid-October before a European Union summit on October 17th and before the country is due to leave the EU on October 31st.
This government will press on with negotiating a deal. While preparing to leave without one.
Johnson said he would not request an extension to Brexit, even after a law was passed on Monday demanding Britain seek one from the EU, unless he can strike a divorce deal.
That's Chris Digman from Reuters. Israel has revealed what it says is a secret Iranian nuclear weapons development site as part of an ongoing campaign to boost international pressure on Iran to end its nuclear and regional ambitions. In a televised presentation at Israel's foreign ministry on Monday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed what he said were satellite images and map coordinates of the nuclear site in the central Iranian region of Abada. Netanyahu said the information came from nuclear archives that Israel agents stole from Iran's capital of Tehran. President Trump is vowing to release a detailed financial report of his business holdings to the public before the next presidential election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump and his business dealings have been back in the public eye after questions arose about the vice president staying at a Trump resort in Ireland last week and Air Force personnel staying at a Trump property in Scotland. So the president told reporters,
I'm going to give out my financial condition, and you'll be extremely shocked that the numbers are many, many times.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1.